Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I definitely want to talk Timberwolves basketball before they tip off in around, 40 minutes or so after the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks play. And right now, does that say third quarter? I can't see from
third quarter, minute 11 left.
And the Celtics lead, do you see what the score is?
91-76, Boston's up.
All right, so they're up a ton. They'll probably push it to a game six. This without Jason Tatum, and they're playing in Boston tonight. So it looks like the Celtics, which I'm not going to go ahead and call this game because we've seen Boston blow big-time leads before, and this when they had Tatum in games one and two. So the bottom line is we've still got a quarter to go in Boston. But things are looking pretty good for them to extend the series at least to a game six. But tonight at Target Center, the Wolves facing the Golden State Warriors. And it's pretty simple in my opinion. The Wolves need to close out the Warriors tonight. Do I believe that the Wolves could lose tonight and still win if they go back to a game six in Golden State? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could they win if they came back here for a game seven? Yeah. Don't put yourself through that. I don't want to deal with that because there's something that I don't want to deal with. Specifically, there's a person I don't want to deal with. And that person is Steph Curry. Now, do I think that if Steph Curry was to return and play in this series that he'd be 100%? Of course he wouldn't be. But Steph Curry's one of the GOATs. He doesn't have to be 100% to have an impact on a game. So I don't even want to run the risk, and I tweeted this last week. The next time the Wolves face Steph Curry, I hope it's next year. And I know some of you out there are probably like, well, hold on, Lake. Are you scared? No, I'm not scared. But why deal with the drama? I don't want to deal with the drama. I don't want to deal with it. I want to get it over with tonight. And by the way, there's benefits of getting it over tonight. You're going to have a little bit more rest because Denver and OKC are slugging it out. You know what I think is going to happen in that series? I think they're going to go to a game seven. Because I think when it goes back to Denver, Denver's going to win that game six. I think that's what's going to happen. Let's get all the rest that we can get. Because you know what else is going to happen in the Western Conference Finals if the Wolves advance to the Western Conference Finals, which I anticipate they will? We won't have home court advantage. We'll be starting out on the road. So from that perspective, finish it tonight. There's one thing that I want to see more than anything else tonight. I want to see the attack mode. I want to see the killer mentality. I want to see the Wolves come out and put their foot down and be all over the Warriors in that first quarter. Game two, after they blew game one, let's be honest. When Steph leaves the game and they're trailing at halftime by what, like 10? We had an entire second half to cut into the deficit, to get a lead, to get a win in game one. We didn't do that. We allowed them to balloon their lead out, and then we made a run, but it wasn't good enough. And so you lose game one. And then in game number two, we were playing like our hair was on fire. 13-0 to start the game.
Was like a perfect
It was
quarter.
Ready game
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Ant, Anthony Edwards. I know you're not listening to me right now, but listen, bro. Listen, we talked about this a couple years ago. When you were going to develop into being a stud player, and you went and absolutely 100% done that, we talked about things that could happen here, right? Like you being the face of the franchise, you being a dominant player, you being one of the faces of the league, and there's certain things that I wanted you to do. Besides leading us to a championship, which I hope you do, remember I talked to you about opening up a Krispy Kreme? I'll chip in a few dollars on the Krispy Kreme, bro. And I still want that Krispy Kreme in Minnesota. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. I got introduced to Krispy Kreme when I was in college in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's from the A. So I'm like, bro, but please, tonight, come out, man, and be aggressive. And I'm not trying to hate on Anthony Edwards, but I think that Anthony Edwards at times is too passive. Like in the first half, he's just kind of like easing into another. This is what I think is going to happen tonight. Okay, follow me, Josh. And if anybody wants to weigh in, they can. 651-461-9226. I think that Jimmy Butler is going to come out aggressive. Jimmy Butler is somebody that was criticized for his lack of shots. Because I think in the last game, didn't he take 9 shots the entire game? I think he took like 9 shots.
Yeah.
Which, Steph's not playing, Jimmy. You need to be the guy. You're the one they traded for. And they gave you a contract extension. Like Jimmy Butler, it's a Tupac game, bro. All eyes on you. Remember that song, All Eyes on Me? I love Tupac. Mm-hmm. All eyes are on you, Jimmy Butler. You got to take care of business tonight. Now, if Jimmy Butler scores, let's say he scores 40, do I think that they win? As in Golden State? Maybe. But likely not. Because what Jimmy Butler does tonight, I don't think is what would make the make or break what happens with the Warriors. I think that the Warriors, to me, are so challenged from the perspective of they just don't have shooters. When Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, when he's not available, when he's not able, when he's not healthy enough to play, Buddy Hield can knock down shots, but you are stretched thin to get anything accomplished on the perimeter. Jimmy Butler's not a three-point threat. He's not. Can he knock down an occasional three? Yes. Can Draymond Green knock down an occasional three? Yes. But do those guys scare me? Of course not. Of course not. Do I think that the Wolves win tonight? I do. I think that they win tonight. Just because I think that Golden State, by the time that we get into the second half, they're going to be exhausted. And so my prediction tonight for score is that the Wolves win. I will go with 107 to 100. 107 to 100.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they won't cover.
Yeah.
By the way, Draymond outside. Green, you see he got fined like $50,000. Yeah, because he made some comments at the end of the game about point spreads and all this stuff. It's like, dude, officials aren't thinking about that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No.
Let's take a phone call from Clark in St. Paul. What's up, Clark?
Hey, how's it going? Good to hear you.
Thanks for calling, man. What you got for us?
You bet. Well, you know, you said you're not scared of Steph Curry. I'll tell you what, I am. I think we got lucky. I don't know if we're leading the series if he's been in there all the time. I think we've been a little streaky, and Edwards just, you know, he's great, and then he's not, and then, you know, like, I still feel like consistency is not there with him, and especially times when we really need it. I do think we'll win also tonight, but I think we got lucky, and I think OKC is going to take it, and I think they'll be maybe too tough for us.
Well, this is the thing, though, Clark. So I agree with you in regards to how we played this series. There's two different things I'd like to say. The first is, I think that because there's been no Steph, that we have gotten complacent and we're not as focused. I think that if Steph had never got hurt, I think that we would take them more seriously and would play at a different level because we would have no choice but to be focused, right? So I think that the Steph Curry injury has positively impacted the situation for us because that's one of their, well, that's their best player that's not in the series, but at the same time, negatively impacted us because we've internalized it and not maybe been as focused. So I look at that, and it is concerning just in terms of, like, it shouldn't matter whether Steph's in there or not. Go out there and try to take their heads off. Now, with regards to OKC, you got to play your best basketball because OKC, outside of the Wolves, that's the deepest team in the West.
Yeah. And we can't go out there and have a lazy game one start against them.
No.
And not be fired up just because we don't feel like it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not champions right there.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it from Clark in St. Paul. 651-461-9226. More thoughts on Wolves versus Golden State. We get to that next year. All right, Timberwolves fans, are you excited? Are you somebody that believes it ends tonight, or do you think that Golden State has enough in them to push it back to Golden State? 651-461-9226. I do want to get to something, though, that I briefly mentioned, but we didn't elaborate because we took some phone calls earlier. But I'm superstitious, and I'm not going to apologize for it. So there's something that Josh Wheeler is able to do that it's not in me. I won't do it. Josh says,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He doesn't even know what I'm referencing, what I'm talking about, but I'm just going to mention it to him. I'm superstitious. I don't know if you're superstitious with regards to sports and stuff like that, whatever, but I am. There's something that I don't do, though. I don't wear Vikings or Timberwolves apparel on game days.
Mm.
I don't do it. I'm superstitious about it because, and I don't know how far this goes back. It goes back a few years. If I ever was to wear something Minnesota Vikings related on a game day, they lose. Same with the Wolves. Mm. So I just don't do it. I don't do it. I'm superstitious like that. After so many times of them losing, both teams losing, I said, I'm not ever going to do it again. There's only one team with me where that rule doesn't apply. And that's the Twins. That's the only, because I will go to like two games a year as just a fan. I'm not sitting in the press box. I'm not on the clock. Weekend, hanging out with a few friends. We're just sitting in the ballpark, taking in the fabulous weather, hanging out, and I'll have some Twins apparel on, T-shirt, I have a Saints jersey, whatever. That's it. Wolves apparel, you will not catch me wearing Wolves gear on a game day. So now, any other day, you'll see me in some Wolves stuff. So like, for instance, lately, I pulled out of an old school, right after Flip Saunders passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of the workout shirts. It says, "We Flip," right?
Yep.
And I worked out in it. I've only worked out in it a couple of times, whatever. But that's like a vintage T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
I'm cognizant of when I wear it, though, or take it to the gym. I'm not going to wear it on a day. Like, I didn't go work out today. My bad. But like yesterday, I could have worn it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I worked out, because it wasn't a game day.
Yeah.
No chance I would ever wear that on a game day. So clearly with the Wolves, you're not superstitious. Are you superstitious? Because he's, and I say he's not superstitious about the Wolves because he's got a Minnesota Timberwolves old school T-shirt on. Are you superstitious at all with the Garza Sports?
Not really. Especially when it comes to wearing apparel. You are not the first person I've met that kind of has that stance.
Okay.
But I try to keep a routine, especially when the playoffs come around, where it's like, all right, what food can I eat?
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
They won when they ate. When I ate this last time they won.
Oh, you're that guy?
Oh, I can be. Sometimes. I'm not a consistent superstition guy.
Okay.
But I will hold myself to it a few times, ever so often.
So if you eat a couple of different meals,
mm-hmm.
and the team that you're supporting happens to lose, you will internalize that and you will say, "No, I can't do this no more."
The Wolves are 2-0 when I've gotten a Little Caesars hot and ready pizza this series. I probably won't get one tonight.
Why not? Why don't you take one for the team?
Because it's 8:24 and I'm already eating Chipotle. That's already cold.
Why didn't you think that ahead?
I had a flat tire today. I've had a day.
Oh gosh. Not excuses.
Yeah. Excuse. Hey, everybody, Draymond can make excuses, so can I.
Don't pull a Pete Rose, man. Don't pull a Pete Rose.
Okay. Let's calm down.
I mean, you got to take them for the team sometimes.
When you say workout
shirt. You knew that before going to Chipotle today.
By the way, when you say workout shirt, are you talking?
A T-shirt.
Okay. We're not talking the
No, it's a T-shirt.
And you know what I'm talking about. The light gray Reeboks with the black sleeves that they used to wear. Arguably the best workout shirts that they had. It's actually
I don't know what you're talking about.
So when the Wolves, back in the day, in the Rasho Nesterovich days, those days, they used to wear the practice shirts, the Reebok practice shirts.
I don't work out in practice. Yeah, I just work out in T-shirts.
Got it. Okay.
You'd have to pull it up on the web and show me what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But it's like a T-shirt. It's not. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Minnesota Timberwolves on there like that. But it's a T-shirt just like a T-shirt you got on. But it's just made out of some different material. But yeah, no, I just work out in a T-shirt, man. What do you work out in? You hitting the gym all like
anything that stresses around this body, that's for sure.
You're like the grunter guy at the gym, huh?
Sure.
You're the grunter guy with no shirt on.
Yeah. That's me.
I'm Josh Wheeler.
I don't need a grunt.
Don't you hate the grunters?
I hate it.
The grunter people, it's just like, dude, come on.
I hate it.
And this is what signifies you as a grunter, okay, when I say this. We all understand that when a person's pushing big weight, that you'll make noise. We get that. But the grunters are the people that do the extra. It's like you don't need to make that type of noise to try to get everybody's attention.
Oh, but they're trying.
My goodness. Don't be that guy. And don't also be the guy that throws around the weights just because. You can set the weights down
and
not make all that damn noise.
It's not needed.
Gosh. That's funny. 651-461-9226. Are you guys optimistic about tonight? I am. I'm super optimistic. I think we finish it off tonight. But, Ant, if you're listening to this pregame, I know you're going to be playing in about 20 minutes. Just come out, man, with that Kobe Mamba attitude. Please, put it away tonight. You put it away tonight. And this is the other thing. I know Paul Clark in St. Paul, he was talking about being concerned about OKC. Yeah, I'm concerned about OKC and Denver, but I'm not scared of either one of those teams. Legitimately, if it ends up being, because Indiana's already advanced, mm-hmm. It'll be the winner of New York, Boston. Any team that's left, I think we got a shot at. I don't fear anybody. I really don't. I think that the Wolves have figured out a lot of things, and let's play.
I was talking about these. The old school gray and black.
Who works out in that? That's like a V-neck. Who works out in V-neck shirts? Who would work out in that? That's not a workout shirt.
That's the vintage practice shirts they used to throw on.
That's like a pregame warm-up shirt. You don't work out in that.
Well, you got to
warm up. I wish I would see you at the gym working out in that damn shirt.
I'll be grunting.
I'll be clowning you so everybody, they'd be like, man, why is Lake going off on Josh?
Yeah.
I wish I would see somebody working on it. That's not a workout shirt.
It can be.
No, it can't.
What do you work out in? Are you wearing the McAfee's, the black tank tops?
No, I just work out in a regular T-shirt and sweatpants.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
Just because you got the medium shirt on with the really tight bulging shorts.
What is your biggest reasoning or logic behind why you think the Wolves get it done? Are you just don't give me the cliche? I'm not calling
without Steph. Like, I just don't think that the Warriors have enough. Okay. I don't think they have enough, and I just
you don't think Kuminga's going to get hotter? I mean, he's going on an incline right now.
He's been playing well, but who else?
But our guy Jim Pete even said they're not winning the series of Kuminga being hot. Like, he's not going to win them the series. So that ceiling, I think, is only too far.
I just think that we're too deep, we're too athletic, and we're too long for them.
Do we see who gets the most bench minutes out of tonight?
For the Wolves?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Nas, but man, Nas has been bugging the crap out of me.
He's got to activate.
Dude, chill out on the damn turnovers, dude.
The one from last game was bad, where he just kind of...
Multiple.
Towards the end of the game, he just tossed it, and it just went out of bounds. There was no chance.
When he got benched? Yeah, because Weston was like, I've seen enough. Dude, go sit down.
Yeah.
Finch, he was like, I'm done here.
Do you think Finch has been good with accountability with this team?
He's been great.
Okay.
After game one, he called.
You haven't questioned it at all?
No, not at all.
He was pretty.
I'm a fan of Chris Finch.
After game one, he was pretty.
He went at Ant.
Straightforward. Yeah, yeah. It starts with the Ant, is what he said.
He holds everybody accountable.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yep.
All right, 651-461-9226.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed.
To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.